Shauna sent a request. If everybody could, especially when we're doing joys and concerns, if everyone could come up to the stage and speak into the microphone so that they can hear us. All right. So first up is April 6th, this Saturday. We have a few notes from Sabine. Choir arrival time between 3:00 and 3:45. And for those who are coming from Winchester, as soon as you can get back. Moha's warm-up time and sound check starts at 4:00 on Saturday.
Crystal, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Can you remind me that the arrival time is a window?
That's what Sabine said in her announcement. If the choir can get here sometime between 3 and 3:45, because so, our sound check for this choir is at 4:00 sharp.
So it's a window, because there are some of you that will be very on time, and those that are coming from the service. So there's a try as hard as you can to get here in that window by the grace.
Yeah. But absolutely 4:00.
4:00. So, the Gen Outs chaperones will be here at 2:15 to set up the music room for their rehearsal. We need a volunteer for the survey table. The survey is for Arts Fairfax.
Yes.
And so we do this survey once a year at our community.
We do it at as many concerts as possible, and it's to gather demographics about our audience so that we can speak to who comes to our performances.
Performances. So I think Jim said he will bring the pencils.
Yes.
And I'm bringing the survey.
And you'll bring the surveys. All right.
Would there be someone to greet the Gen Out?
Well, I know that Sabine is going to be here at 2:30, and I'll probably be here with her by 2:30. So I'm not sure.
I hope someone could just.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'll trust you. Okay, hey, Jenny, thank you.
All right. The question was, will somebody be here at 2:15 or 2:00 to greet the Gen Out folks? So, hey, Jen is offering to do that. And so we still need a volunteer a non-singer volunteer to sing, to sit at the volunteer table, the survey table, sorry, and answer questions. So, you know, people who purchase tickets, I think it's people who purchase tickets. It wasn't clear to me, but and Karen, you can chime in if I'm wrong. It's people who purchase tickets to the April 6th concert can buy a discount ticket for the June concert. Is that right, Kim? $5 off.
Very good.
So the reason why I'm questioning, I just want to make sure, it's not people who just are here in the building, like the concert participants. Can they?
Because they've gotten a ticket.
No, I mean the singers.
The singers have gotten a ticket.
But what is, how does one actually execute on getting the $5 discount? Do they have to show a ticket stub, which would be weird, because 2024. How do they do that?
There's going to be a QR code at the table for them to scan it, and there will
so
be
anyone
a
here
link.
So anyone here in the building.
So it's not anybody.
Whether they bought a ticket or not.
Seeing as we need to put butts in the seats, I'm really not particular.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
That's right. It doesn't matter. Just get those tickets sold.
And they have a very short window of time.
Right.
8 days.
From April 6th to April 14th, you can get that $5 discount if you're here in the building on April 6th.
So if someone could give me that for the script, I could include that. Okay.
Oh, good. All right. Let's see, what else does she have here? That's it for April 6th. Are there June concert updates? I wasn't sure. I saw lots of emails flying. But is there anything that we need to announce tonight or remind people about tonight?
Sell tickets.
Sell tickets, yeah. We're still at the same level that I
sell
reported
tickets.
Last
There is
rehearsal.
A countdown clock on the website. On the countdown clock on the website, you will see how many days until the concert.
How many tickets have been sold so far?
Not enough.
41. It's really 39 plus two comp tickets, so 41 tickets.
Are you talking for the June concert?
Yes.
For the June concert?
Yeah, we're on to the June concert. Sell tickets. All right. Laura, do you have updates?
I do.
Hi,
everybody out there. A couple of things. For those who are planning to go to the June S Memorial Service, we have around 8 people so far who've said they'd like to go, which is great. We're going to be leaving, not arriving, but leaving UUCF at 9:30, where we'll have carpools. If you want to come, let me know, please. But we will be leaving at 9:30 to get to Winchester on time. I just got the outline of the service itself, so I'll be sending it to everyone who's letting me know about it. David, are you going to want to carpool on Saturday to Winchester?
I have to drive.
You have to drive. Okay. Then you won't be coming.
I'll come.
I mean, we won't wait for you here.
I have to because there's some other things.
Okay. So, David, so it'll be the rest of us will be meeting at UUCF and leaving at 9:30. Thank you. Crystal also mentioned volunteers for April 6th. We need a volunteer who can purchase carnations for us. We want to give each of the guest choirs one carnation for each of their singers and their directors, something that would be our little gift to them. But some of us will be in Winchester and can't pick them up and bring them here. So we need someone else who would volunteer. We'll tell you how many carnations to get and to bring them when you come at your normal 3:30 time or whatever. So if you could let us know, and then the board will reimburse you or however we want to do it, but we need someone to do the carnations, pick up the carnations and deliver them here. The third thing is that Gen Out's having their Youth Invasion concert April 28th, and it'd be great if some of us could attend. I've been before, some of us have been, and it's wonderful. And this year they're collaborating with the chorus of Jackson Reed High School. I'm not sure where that is, but one of the songs that they're singing is "The Storm Is Passing Over."
Oh, cool.
Interesting to hear their version of how they do it. So anyway, their concert is April 28th. I'll share that information with Sabina, and it'll be out in the choir notes. And then the fourth thing, I'm going to be nagging you because that's what I do. Just a reminder about I Can Do, May 4th. We have some people signed up already. Thank you so much. But I'm going to start pushing for that soon so we can do that. And we already have 2 alums who have signed up on the alum website to attend to sing with us. I sent out a separate, thanks to Sabina, a separate newsletter just to alums to let them know about the website. And while we remind them, it'll also be in the monthly newsletter, and another newsletter will go out just for alums, and also let them know about June's Memorial, and also to give them an update on Dick Van Dusen, because Sharon did say, I asked her if she would like to hear from alumni, and she said they would love to hear from alums. So I'm sure that alums are now flooding them with additional cards and everything. Thank you.
Thank you. And I want to give a thank you to our community building committee, and they are Teresa, Lauren, Karen Flan, Heijin. Our community building committee is now our nominating committee. And I'm kind of here where we're looking for nominations to serve on the board. And so please talk to any one of these altos. They're all altos.
And the problem will be.
I know, it's not a problem. We've got amazing altos.
You do not have to be an alto to serve on the board.
No.
So, any updates from your team? Okay. Sally, any updates about grants or anything that we want to share? No?
No, the Arts Fairfax grant goes in this Friday. Thank you to those who I put out the last minute help. But I've already had a lot of help from Jim on the financials. And Sabine's going to be helping out. And anyway, it's going in Friday. We should hear from the VCA sometime in the next 7 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
Wow.
Eight weeks. It takes a while. They have a meeting. They have to look at
All right. Before we move to joys and concerns, are there any other announcements? All righty. Joys and concerns. Let's start with our friends on Zoom. Any joys and concerns? Okay.
All right.
All right. Any joys and concerns in the room? Sue?
I'll come all the way up here. Some of you know Judy Harrison, who, if there is one person responsible for Mosaic Harmony, it's Judy Harrison, who had the idea of bringing together people through gospel music. Judy's partner of the last 5-6 years, Jerry, died on Saturday. I had not even mentioned the 30-year reunion because I knew he was not well. And also her dog is ailing, so it's a rough time. It's a rough time. He had been having some issues for a while, but went into hospice one day, and he decided, and next morning he was gone. So keep Judy in your thoughts and prayers. Thank you. Yeah, some of us met him at the 25th reunion. Nice, nice man.
Yes, I have joy, if I may.
Yeah, we needed.
I have two. One joy and one kind of weird.
Weird?
I had the privilege of going and visiting Dick and Sharon.
Oh.
And it was. Dick is amazing. He's just amazing. He's really. We're all very, very encouraged and excited at the progress that he's making. The message that Laura, I think, shared already gave a really, really good update. He's got the feeding tube so he can get more nutrients. He's got a long road to hoe. And he, but I said, you have till, you know, June 23rd to be there. So do what you got to do as long as you're back in the business. So we got to laugh and talk, and they're keeping me up to date on every, you know, whatever they need. But I just needed you all to know how wonderful he's doing. And Sharon and he wanted me to emphasize to you how important the message of connected is, and that they really, really, literally believe that, and that that song and us singing it means a lot to them as they're doing the journey. So she was, you know, they were quoting the lyric, the tenor lyric, you know, subatomically, you know. So she asked me to remind you all to really absorb the message of connected, because it really is true. Okay, so that's Dick and Sharon. My weird one is, for the first time, well, my ducks are doing great. I would have brought the two babies with me tonight, but I have a connection, and they're doing great. Tomorrow, for the first time in my life, as a part of my journey into my new normal, I'm getting a tattoo. It's kind of a memorial tattoo. For those of you who know, the poem that I wrote for David, You're a lighthouse. You're my lighthouse. It's reflective of the message. You're my lighthouse. You're my anchor. You're my compass. And the tattoo artist has created an amalgamation of compass and tech, the essence of lighthouse and an anchor.
That's a big
and it's
tattoo.
Over my heart.
Yeah.
And
tomorrow.
Okay.
No. Thursday. Thursday. So prayers for me today.
Two days
before the concert.
Oh no, I'll be back. I'll be fine. I'll be fine.
Because you've done this before, right?
Okay. So, this is really bizarre for me. And I know Bear would not approve. I know he would not. So,
that will not be my personal growth experience, I can tell you that.
Thank you.
You should tell me.
I have one thing. This weekend I'm going to be away. My son is graduating with a doctorate in physical therapy.
Wow.
Whoa.
And, you know, his growing up has been a long haul for him. Anyhow, I'm so excited for him. It's been a lot of work.
Yes.
Congratulations. Look what I see.
Oh, there's my pen. I'm looking for this.
I have to slip out, and it's hard to do from a raised platform.
All right. Anybody else want to share?
Should I?
It sounds like it.
Do you
that's
want
okay.
to? What do you want to say? Do you want me to do it?
Let me just.
Oh, sorry, Reggie. Sorry.
Tell Crystal and Chul.
Can you swing around?
Let's just turn the camera and talk loud.
Here we go, Reg.
Right
here. He's got it.
You can do it right there.
I'm going to talk loud.
Yeah.
I just want you to know that I mentioned that I had a new granddaughter. Yay. My daughter kept a surprised us with a name. She named her Estelle Honor. And Estelle was my mother's name.
Oh.
And Honor is her grandmother's, my Barbara's mother's name. So Estelle Honor is now home. She came home yesterday. She was born on the 19th, but Liz had complications that required additional surgery while she was there. So they kept her in the hospital a lot longer than Liz planned, because Liz had everything laid out. But she is now home. And then Darren is doing better.
Yay.
He is not super better, but a lot better. He sat up for Easter and ate with us, which he's been usually doing a lot of prone position stuff. His voice is getting stronger, and he's eating more solid food. So we think he's going in the right direction.
Well, that's
so
great.
Those are my two things.
Thank you.
Make us one. Please stand and drink.